Polis, they will think that it is Israelis, and then they will enforce it, even though it will be the Danish, but still in larger case. So the machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos is on the question as to whether the halacha that a shtar Rashi b'achoyis is valid, is it valid just as a choches dodi? According to Tosfos, it's only valid as a choches dodi. And according to Rashi, it's not valid as a choches dodi, but it's valid as a shtar. Right. Yes? No, because by matone, so we say Yerkev doesn't have care, so the Chachomim can declare that it's Sarayeh. But by giving us the Chavonim, we cannot say Yerkev doesn't have care, so it must be Sarayeh with the Raise. And of course, with the Raise, it's not Sarayeh, it's going. Only with the Rabbonim is Sarayeh, you see. But with the Raise, it's not Sarayeh. With the right says most it could be a Yechoches Dodi, that's all, like me. But it couldn't be Yishtarayet. In order to be Yishtarayet, it must have been it. But with the Rabbonon by Matone, so we have Kabez Nevka, just as we say, have Kabez Nevka, have Yishtarayet, so we can say that Matone also have Kabez Nevka. So, and it is a Yishtarayet. So, and he said, how is the Yishtarayet with Rabbonon? But God did not see, if it is a Yishtarayet with Rabbonon, it's not enough. Give not to Rabbonon. It must have a halayz nishtaraya midraise. And midraise does not have a halayz nishtaraya. That's why it's possible, midrabonon, even though it's not a halayz nishtaraya. Because midraise does not have a halayz nishtaraya. And memeile midraise, we cannot say mitzvah be'asanase. But gabi matone, we are not worried about the fact that midraise is not, it does not have a halayz nishtaraya. As long as midrabonon is a halayz nishtaraya. So memeile can say mitzvah be'asanase. So that's good enough. Now, what is Rashi Teretz? Rashi Teretz is Afar Kav Din Kminol Yil. Oh, so what did he say? So Rashi says, they know an Amul Gimor, I could have given the Teretz. But that Teretz is a Shinuyah Tchik. Why is it a Shinuyah Tchik? Because the Gimor before said, the Gimor in the Havamine said, Ki, when the Gemara the Kasha will come Chuvah. So the Gemara said the first Ki Kotone Kfu Rabon, the Raisa will Kotone. So the Gemara the Kasha will Achoy Shlo Vikhom Kfu Raisa will Kotone. So the Gemara said the Yishtir Chabar Gomit Shlo Kaf. So then the Gemara said the Yishtir Chabar Gomit Shlo Kaf. So then the Gemara said the Yishtir Chabar Gomit Shlo Kaf. So then the Gemara said the Yishtir Chabar Gomit Shlo Kaf. So then the Gemara said the Yishtir Chabar Gomit Shlo Kaf. So then the Gemara said the Yishtir Chabar Gomit Shlo Kaf. So then the Gemara said the Yishtir Chabar Gomit Shlo Kaf. So then the Gemara said the Yishtir Chabar Gomit Shlo This is a kinte that it goes according, the Tanakhama goes according to the blessed, and you should be crooked. Why is it crooked? Because the Gemara has said it at first, and the Gemara has the kashe. Has the kashe, vom liktone teis. So teis says the kashe, so maybe it's a shinui crooked. So teis says the kashe, gets right in what the other rabbi, according to Matson of the Gemara, we have to say, we are compelled to say, that the Tanakhama of the Mishnah can go according to the blessed. Because what is the final teretz of the Gemara? Mil said the lesson is Dushin Kotone. Mil said he said Dushin Lozano. So the reason is why the Mishnah does not mention the Chuvah, that's not Mishnah, I mean the Braise. The reason is why the Braise does not mention the Chuvah is because it's this a Dushin. So in other words, the Braise mentions only those things that are common to be the Roshi Shechabodim, and we cannot come to Gdush. Now, the among the things peculiar to be the Roshi Shechabodim is mentioned what? Shtar or Ile Ba'achoy. So Shtar gets issued against executed by Achoy. Shtar Shicho executed by Achoy. So it's what? Since this is mentioned among the things that are peculiar to be the Roshi Shechabodim, so it's a raya that it does not apply to Dushin. So that means a star Dushin Hanate Bachoyes is kosher. How could a star Dushin Hanate Bachoyes be kosher? According to the mayor, it couldn't be kosher. So it can only be kosher in the Arid Mitzire. So by this, even though it's a Arid Mitzire, according to the pleasure, it's possible because of the Mitzire, you know, it's a Mitzire alive. So by this, if she will be semecha, if Bezin will be semecha, so then Bezin will be matter and she will get married. So that's the kole. Masheike, by pushing, there is no takole. What is takole? What's the chosheh? You may also live with halai. So what will happen? She'll live with the husband. That's not the takole. After all, she is mukudeshes. She is mukudeshes to him. So it's no takole. So we may lay according to Maskone of the Gemara, we must that Milse be the less abduction kotone, Milse the less abduction loyatone. We are compelled to say according to Maskone of the Gemara that the Brante which says, Vishkunisha Trochen Shom, Vishkunisha Ravodin, goes according to him. According to Ravenda. It cannot go according to Rameya. Because according to Rameya, so if it's time, so by abduction too, if it's time by a choir, it's possible. And even though it has any material, it's possibly right. It can only go according to Rabban. And in a case where it's been suddenly material, it's Israeli. So then by this notion, Shiravodim is possibly the Rabbanon, and by Shtab Bishin, it's possibly the Rabbanon. So what does Rashi want? He says, Dei Chakseret. Because the Gemara has the Kashe, and it's from Tone Sefer Rabshim, name of Afelut Shirin. So maybe we see Dei Chakseret. But even according to Maskone of the Gemara, we have to say that the Tanakami goes according to Reb Lezer, and the machlekes between Tanakami and Reb Shimon is in regard to Shimon's Mevokim. So it's not the Dechaker. So how does Rashi say, Vohad in Amad Motom Shimon is in the Israel, the Mashi Shore, Reb Shimon is Tchil Kehu, the Tanakami Rehu. Okay, the Pachim now, what we saw in the Seife, Reb Shimon, we saw Shnoi, Shimon's Mevokim Mikvenai, Shimon's Mevokim Mikvenai. So the question is, so the discussion is, Adarabe, Adarabi, Tiro Zedim Sira, where Rabbeza Mishal Maskone, the Mishanek Tone Mutu Rasa Bidushin, the Bloim Nisire, Uchamea, Asu Bidushin Basu Nachoy Tzirai. Now, the Pshat in Rashi, let's forget the Rashi in the parentheses. Even though I mean that this Rashi in parentheses could also be explained, but the Mashal is Mechidah. So let's just consider this Rashi. Now, so Rashi says that this teretz is a shinui tzruke. Why? Because the Gemara has the kashe, and when the Tone Steife, Reb Shimon Eimer, Afil Kshirin, the Omer Reb Zira, Yorat, Reb Shimon Shitos Yisr Obeza, Adom Adi Yisir Ekarse, Michal Tan Kame So Baaloi. Oh. So we see that it's Kidech. But we have to say the same thing even now in Maskon. Because Milse is like a Gdushin, Loi Katone. So obviously, Shtar Oveil Ba'achoyes is less a Gdushin. Why is it less a Gdushin? According to Rameya, it is a Gdushin. According to Rameya, it is a Gdushin. The Pshat Merashi is this. Now, the Kasha of the Gemara was, from Tone Sefer Rav Shimon Eimer Afilu Kshirin, so the Kasha, the Diuk of the Gemara was from Rav Zeira's Loshen. Because Rav Zeira said, the Omer Rav Zeira, Yorat Rav Shimon Mishitosi Shal Rav Lez. Since Rav Zeira uses the Loshen, Yorat Rav Shimon Mishitosi Shal Rav Lez, so the implication is only Rav Shimon. Is based upon Rav Lezer. Mashein Tanekame can go like Rav Meir. That's the whole task. Now, so then the Gemara says, Michal Tanekame Sobaloi, so the Gemara says, Ike Benaye Shemis Mevot. In other words, that when Rav Zeira said, Yorat Hashem Shosh Rav Lezer, Rav Zeira did it mean on Rav Shimon must be based upon Rav Lezer, but Tanekame does not have to be based on Rav Lezer. No, Tanekame also must be based upon Rav Lezer. But Rav Shimon must be based upon Rav Lezer and say, and he must also hold that by Shemes Mevokim there is no truth. That we have to say according to Havam in the Gemara. And that Rashi considers the Zeich. Because after all, according to this Havam in the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Yike Benayah Shemes Mevokim, so it seems that not only Rav Shimon is necessarily based upon Rav Lezer, but even Tanakami is necessarily based. The only last minute is the regard of Shemesh Mevokim. So it's not a question, yes, Rav Lezer, not Rav Lezer. So why does Rav Zeira say, you're not Rav Shimon, which is not just Rav Lezer? So the Mele, Enoch and Ame, I'll leave it to have him in the Gemara, that Kikotone Tzul is a Rabbon on the Reis of Kikotone, so then there would be a Dich. But this Teret of the Gemara falls off there. The Teret that Kikotone Tzul is a Rabbon, the Reis of Kikotone falls off there. What is the final Teret of the Gemara? To the Braise mentions to the Rabbonon and to the Reis. But the Braise only mentions the things that are applicable to Gittinoshim Chabodim, and we shall not come into Shtabdush, but something that is coming to Shtabdush, no, so the Braise doesn't mention. So what the Pshat? Rashi holds the Pshat is, the Braise mentions things that are peculiar to Gittinoshim Chabodim. So a similarity between Gittinoshim Chabodim, which is also coming to Gittinoshim Chabodim, which is also coming to Dushin, could not be listed as a peculiarities of Gittinoshim Chabodim. The Braise mentions peculiarities of Gittinoshim Chabodim. What could be considered as peculiarities of Gittinoshim Chabodim? Something that does not apply to Dushin. But if it applies to Dushin in the same way as it applies to Gittinoshim Chabodim, so it could not be listed as peculiarities of Gittinoshim Chabodim. So when the Gemara says, Milsa lechikotan and Milsa lechikotan and Milsa lechikotan and Milsa lechikotan and Milsa lechikotan, Rashi holds, and you'll find that shot in the Rambam. Even though Rambam doesn't say it in Rashi. The Gemara doesn't mean Milsa lechikotan and Milsa lechikotan, that anything that applies in any way to Gdushin is not listed. Because it is a Deicha. Rashi holds, it is a Deicha to say that the Mishneh, which says, Kol HaShtoreh Tzoruri Bachoyt Rukholim, Avo Kishachmeh, Yerchovim Sheri, goes only according to Rav Lezer and does not go according to Rav Meir. The Mishnah goes according to everyone. According to Rav Lezer, according to Rav Meir, according to everyone. So, Kol HaShtoreh Tzoruri Bachoyt Rukholim, Avo Kishachmeh, Yerchovim Sheri, is Sheri, even according to Rav Meir, who says it in Chinekal. And, of course, according to Rav Lezer also, Shtori Momen, signed by judges, so we are clear. Chutz v'Gittinoshim Chabodim, that are possible according to everyone. Possible according to Rav Meir, and possible according to Rav Lezer. According to Rav Meir, Gittinoshim Chabodim would be possible with right, if it's signed by judges, going. According to Rav Lezer, it would either be possible with right, in Zamlo, in Yisire, or if sometimes it would be possible with Rabbonon, in Zahar, in Yisire. So when the Gemara, in the Maskone of the Gemara, so the Tanakami can go can accord with everyone. Reb Shimon, you see, Reb Shimon's shite is based only upon Reb Lezer. Reb Shimon can go only according to Reb Lezer, whereas the Tanakami can go according to Reb Lezer, he can go according to Reb Meir. Kol HaShtoreh Tzoruri Bachoyt Rukholim Sheri, bein according to Reb Meir, it's Sheri, bein according to Reb Lezer, it's Sheri. Chutz v'Gittinoshim Chabodim, so it's possible. Bein according to Reb Meir, it's possible. Bein according to Reb Lezer, it's possible. According to Reb Meir, it's possible with Raise in all cases. According to Reb Lezer, sometimes it's possible with Raise, Zamo Edim Shire, and sometimes it's possible with Rabbonon, with Zahar Edim Shire. Whereas Reb Shimon goes only according to Reb Lezer. But Reb Meir goes according to everyone. Now, so then we don't have the Deicha Kalim Maskon and the Gemara. I'll leave it the Havamin of the Gemara, we have the Deicha. Because I'll leave it the Havamin of the Gemara, so the Braise and similarly the Mishneh, because if the Braise mentions only people in the Rabbanon, so obviously the Mishneh is also only mentions people in the Rabbanon, because that Braise refers to the Mishneh. So if we say the cloud, the Kik of Tomek Sule the Rabbanon, that the Braise of Shleisha Droch lists only Sule the Rabbanon, so then we are compelled to say that the Mishneh, also refers only to Sule Rabbanon. Because the Mishneh actually is the corollary to the Braise is the corollary to the Mishneh. So according to the Havamin of Gemara, that the Braise lists only Sule Rabbanon, then obviously the Mishneh also mentions only Sule Rabbanon. And if it mentions only Sule Rabbanon, then the Tanakhame too can accord only with Reb Lezer. It cannot accord with Reb Meir. Because according to Reb Meir, it would be possible with Raise. And the Mishneh says only possible with Rabbanon. So that's the Deicha. According to the Havamin is the Deicha. Why is it the Deicha? Because Reb Meir says, Yorat Reb Shimon is Shitoti Shel Reb Lezer. So the implication is, only Reb Shimon is exclusively based upon Reb Lezer. It cannot go according to Reb Meir. Mashein Kei Tanekame can go according to Reb Meir also. And according to the Havamin of the Gemara, so we have to be Deichet in Reb Meir. And saying that Yorat Reb Shimon is Reb Lezer, he means even by Shigas Mvot. But that's the day rak, because the lotion of your Rav Shimon's lotion of our blessing is mitmashma, that only Rav Shimon goes only according to Rav Meir. Mashenita Rekame can go according to Rav Meir also. According to Maskone, we don't have the day rak. Because two, in the Maskone, according to Maskone of the Gemore, so we say, Milse, so the price they only mention, Milse, the lesser Bidushin, but Milse, the Easter Bidushin, Milse, the Easter Bidushin, Loikotone, Milse, the Easter Bidushin, so what does it mean? So the price itself goes, the Tanakame, the price itself goes according to the Meir also. And there is a Raya, the Shini mentions a Raya, because then he says, the Chitivere Rameya Barbo. So that means that Rav Meir, that the board 3 + 1. So according to Rav Meir too, we have the 3 previously mentioned. So in other words, so when we say that Milse less than Dushin Loikotone, so we say that according to Tanekame, so it's possible only with Rabbonon. So it's possible only with Rabbonon. Why is it possible only with Rabbonon? Because if it had been possible with Raise, so then it would be Milse Dita Bidush. But inasmuch as the Tanekame, goes according to everyone, Tanekame mentions his aloch according to Tanoi, according to Meir, according to Blazer. So he says that Kolash Torres, Kolash Torres, so he will be a choice of his hobby, Mapo Pishachasme, his hobby in sharing, who's the Gidinoshi Shiravodi. So that means Gidnosh Shiravodim is possible. According to the Meir is possible and according to the Blazer is possible. According to the Meir is possible with the Raise, according to the Blazer is possible with the Rabbon. So since the Blazer is also included in Tanekame, because the memory of the Tanekame goes according to both, according to the Blazer too, and according to the Blazer is only possible with the Rabbon, and by Gdushin it won't be possible with the Rabbon, so there is something peculiar to Gidnosh Shiravodim. Inasmuch as in respect, as according to Reb Lezer, so only by Gidnosh Shiravodim we have that din that is possible. Masha'inkin by Gdushin, so it would be kosher. Two, according to Reb Meir, so it will be Yisr Gdushin. But as long as according to Reb Lezer, it's less than Gdushin, so it can be listed as something peculiar to Gidnosh Shiravodim. But Einach Name, you see, the Braise, which says the Chol Ashtore Tzoriz V'Achoy Shul Chorim Ksheirim, Chutin Gidosh Shavodim, Ksheirim, Chutin Gidosh Shavodim, so he goes according to Rav Meir and according to Rav Lezer. But it will be less of the Gdushin now living with Rav Lezer. Now living with Rav Meir, it will be easier to Gdushin. So then it's all right to list it, as long as according to one Tane, it will be less of the Gdushin. So mainly it is something that is peculiar to Gidnosh Shiravodim. You see what I mean? Because according to Reb Lezer, it will be less of the Gdushin. True, the same price, the price goes according to Reb Meir too. And according to Reb Meir, it will be easy to Gdushin. But it goes according to Reb Lezer also. And according to Reb Lezer, it's less of the Gdushin. So mainly is according to one Tane, it's less of the Gdushin. So there is a point that is peculiar to Gidnosh Shiravodim. What's the peculiarity of Gidnosh Shiravodim? In that, I live with the Reb Lezer, so by Gdushin, it's possible. So even though I live with the Reb Meir, it's possible, but it doesn't matter. Inasmuch as I live with the Reb Lezer, it is less of the Gdushin, so mainly it can be listed as a peculiarity of Gidnosh and Shechur Ravodim. One second. Gidnosh Shiravodim. So Memele, but we don't, according to Maskon of the Gemara, we don't limit the Tanekame only according to Reb Lezer. We cannot say that, because then we'll have a kashe, because the Braise says, if the Tanekame goes only according to Reb Lezer, so, and then the Braise concludes, Uchtiv Reb Meir Barbo. How do we have Abo according to Reb Meir? 3 + 1. But with, according to Reb Meir, we have 2 + 1. So it's Uchtiv Reb Meir also Mishlema. Because the Kol Ashtore Tzoriz V'Achoyis is to be subtracted. The answer is that Tanekame himself also goes according to Reb Meir. And Alibi the Reb Meir is his edition. But Alibi the Reb Lezer is his edition. Inasmuch as Alibi the Reb Lezer is his edition, so So the Melech can be listed as something peculiar to Kedoshim in Shechug HaAvodim, because by Shtavushim, Alim the Rav Meir, it will be kosher. You see, so true, Alim the Rav Meir, it is the Tanakhama's Din, it is the Kedoshim. But as long as Alim the Rav Meir is less than Kedoshim, so it can be mentioned as a peculiarity of Kedoshim and Shechug HaAvodim. One second. So Memele, it says, because we have the three mentions by Tanakame. And what Tanakame mentions, he mentions according to Otanoi, according to Rameya also, except that according to Rameya, it would be it's a big question, according to Rablezea, it's less a big question. As long as it's less a big question, according to Rablezea, so it can be listed as a peculiarity of Gidinoshin and Shechur HaAvodim. So Memele, there is no deha. So Memele, there is no deha in applying the Mishnah that way. In other words, that it can go according to Rav Meir and according to Rav Lezer. Mashein, if we are going to say the Teret, that the Mishnah, which says, has reference to a case where the Arim in Sire, Israelim, and the whole Mishnah goes only according to Rav Lezer. So then it will be Deichach. Why? Because Rav Zeira says, you're at Rav Shimon Shitoshesh Rav Lezer. So it's mashma only Rav Shimon can go only according to Rav Lezer. Mashim Tzadanekame can go according to Rav Meir too. I'll even mask all of you more, we do say that it can go according to Rav Meir too. Except that the rest of the Kedushin will be only Alibe Alibi the Rameya, it will be the Kedushin. As long as Alibi one Tane, it will be less of the Kedushin. So the Melech can be mentioned as a peculiarity of Gittin and Shechur HaAvodim. But Eina Chaname, according to Matkola of the Gemore, the Tanekame goes according to all Tanon. According to Rameya and according Rablezer. And according to Rameya, it's possible with Rameya, according to Rablezer, it's possible with Rabbon, inasmuch as according to Rablezer, Tanakame says it's possible with Rabbon, and by so it's less of a Kedushin according to Rablezer, so it can be mentioned as a peculiarity of Kedinoshim and Shechur HaAvodim. But, so there is no Deha. So that's in line, so there is no conflict with Rabzeira's mandate. Rabzeira says, you're not Rav Shimon Shalosh Rablezer. Indication being, only Rav Shimon can go exclusively according to Rablezer. But Tanakame does not have to go exclusively according to Rav Meir. It can go according to Rav Meir too. So there is no spirit. Mashem can, if we are going to be more against the Teret, that the Mishnah of Kash Torah Shalit Bachor Yish Lako, including Shtam Atone, has reference to a case where it's himself, the Mishnah is failing, then the Mishnah would go only according to Rav Meir. So that would be in conflict with the Diyu Kaloshin of Rav Zeire, who says, you're at Rav Shimon Shitoshes Rav Lezer. The implication being, for the Tanakame can go according to Rav Lezer and according to Rav Meir. But what we apply the Mishnah, that Sabatone is kosher, only according to Rav Lezer. So it's not in line with the Loshin of Rav Zeire. That's why he says it's a Deichach. But in the Matkon of the Gemara, it's not a Deichach. Because according to Matkon of the Gemara, the Tanakame doesn't go only according to Rav Lezer. It goes according to Rablezer and according to Rameya. According to Rameya, two, according to Rameya, it is a big notion, because it's possible the height according to Rameya. According to Rablezer, it's less a big notion. So since according to Rablezer is less a big notion, it can be listed as a peculiarity of the Noshin and Shechur HaAvodim. But if we were to give the Gemara, we were to give the Teret, that the Mishnah which says Tamatone Bachoyes is kosher has reference to Misira, the case of Misira, then the whole Mishnah would go only according to Rav Lezer. And that's not in line with the Loshon of Rav Zeira, because Rav Zeira says, Rav Shimon should not be sure Rav Lezer. Only Rav Shimon can go, Rav Shimon is the only one who can go only according to Rav Lezer. But the Tanakame can go according to both.
Is that?
So, did the Tanakam hold the Gavazel of the Gavazel? Both. He states a proposition of both.
So
he says, In general terms.
That's another member of the mayor.
It's two different mayors. I don't think two different mayors, two persons, but two different alohes.
So this could be explained with an aloha or a mayor.
He says, "Bishloisha drachim shavu gitrosh rabbanim." So it's three things. So there are three similarities. There are three similarities between gitrosh rabbanim, which accord with everybody. She said, with Reb Lezer Shita of the Mishira Karte and with Reb Meir Shita of the Chtime Karte. Then Uchdim Reb Meir, and according to Reb Meir Shita, the Shtachay is a Chay, the Shtachichu is a Chay. So there are four similarities.
According to the law,
You're right, but he mentions similarities between the Nosh and Shechavah. So Tanakame says, if we don't accept the Meir's deen, that Shtar Shicho is a Chay, so then we have only three similarities. According to the Meir's deen of the Yechtine Karate, and according to the Meir's deen of the Mishir Karate. But according to the Meir's deen of the Yechtine Karate, so then it will be possible for the Nosh with the Raite, according to the Blessed Sinner of the Messiah Kaas, it will be possible only the Rabbanon. Since it will be possible only, because the Tanakhame mentions the Aloha according to both, Tanoi. According to Mandoma with the Sinner Kaas, according to Mandoma with the Sinner Kaas. But, according to Mandoma with the Sinner Kaas, then, with the Noshim is possible with the Raite, according to the Blessed Sinner Kaas, so with the Noshim is possible with the Rabbanon. Since, according to the Alibi with the Blessed, it's possible with the Rabbanon, and by Dushin, it's less than the Dushin, so it can be listed as a peculiarity of the Noshim Shabbat. Even though I live in the Reb Meir, it is a peculiarity. As long as according to one time, it's less a peculiarity. So it can be listed as a peculiarity. If it had been a peculiarity according to all Tanoim, it couldn't be listed as a peculiarity. But as long as it is less a peculiarity according to one time, then it can be listed as a peculiarity of the Noshim Shabbat. But according to Matan of the Gemara, so the Tanakame goes according to all Tanoi. Mashenkin, if we give this Teret, so then it would mean Tanakame can go only according to Rav Zeira. And that's mashma from the Lashon of Rav Zeira, that only Rav Shimon can go only according to Rav Zeira, whereas Tanakame can go according to all. Yes?
I understand, why is it over here? It's more than 6 times to the Rabban, the rest of the time, it's more than the Koshari Chacham. But it's recorded one time. I mean, the Stud Rabban recorded with the Rav Zeira. Why did he want to say Mechlal? So, Amr Zir, Yorad Rav Shimon.
Very good, no. So, Mechlal, so the Roshni is Yorad Rav Shimon, but Tanakame can go according to Rav Meir
at all.
What?
And
according to Rav Meir at
all.
No! According to the Hava Avin of the Gemara, he cannot go according to both.
Why not?
Because the Hava Avin of the Gemara is two of the Rabbonim Kotonek, two of the Raita with Kotonek. Wait a second, according to Rav Meir is two of the Raita.
Was
it for the Rabbanon? It's like in the Maskana. Oh, so then it cannot go, but the Brisa only mentions to the Rabbanon. So it cannot go according to Reb Meir.
The Brisa only mentions not to
break the Kiddushin. No, so as long as
No.
You see, the reason is why Mil said the Yisra Kiddushin, the last Kiddushin Kotone, it means that it has, in order to be listed, it must be a peculiarity of the Gnosh Tzavodi. So if I live with one Tane, it's peculiar to the Gnosh Tzavodi, so it can be listed as a peculiarity of the Gnosh Tzavodi, even though, according to the other Tane, it's coming to Bishnos. But according to the Haramine, that it only lists two Rabbonim, that it cannot go, that the price it cannot go according to Rameya. Only according to Rameya. Because according to Rameya, it's a true Raite.
What?
But it mentions only to the Rabbanon. So it mentions only on the Rabbanon. So the Meir cannot go according to the Meir. It cannot go according to the Meir. All right, I'll tell you. I have to start another Shia and I have to rest up for a few minutes. sarebbe sapere. Does not mention Mechuber. Why does it mention Mechuber? Because Mechuber is assumed that it's coming. Is that right? Do you know? So the Bible only mentions peculiarities of Dittman Stashichu, of getting Stashichu. So what can be considered the peculiarity of getting Stashichu? That which does not apply to Gushin. But if it applies to Gushin in the same way as it applies to getting Stashichu, so then it cannot be considered a peculiarity. But suppose something would apply to Gushin, but it wouldn't apply to the same extent. A certain suit applies to Gushin also under certain circumstances, according to one mandala. But it wouldn't apply to Gushin to the same extent that it applies to get Mishnah Shicho. So then it can do it as a peculiarity. Inasmuch as you can visualize situations, according to one Tane, that by Gushin it would be kosher, and by get Mishnah Shicho it's possible. So maybe the Tane can mention it as a peculiarity. The Braise does not, according to the Havamin of Gemore, so the Braise can only go according to Rabbi. It cannot go according to Rabbi. The Havamin of Gemore was that the Braise mentions only two in the Rabbon. And the Braise mentions Gitlish, Gitlish, Tashich, or Oil, Bachoy, Shlakom, it's possible. And of course, according to Rabbi, it must be possible in the Raise. What was the Raise? So then, according to Havamin of Gemore, that the Braise only mentions Ksuvim Drabanon, then the Braise can goes only according to Rabbi Elazar, and does not go according to Rabbi. Mashiach, according to Maskon of Gemore, the Braise goes according to all Talmud. Goes according to Rabbi Elazar, goes according to Rabbi Meir, according to everyone. But, what does the Braise say? That the Getin Shtashichu that was signed by Achoyei, so forth. So according to Rabbi Meir, it must be possible in the right. Because this is already in the series, two possible in the right, the thing is known. According to Rabbi Meir, so sometimes it's possible in the right, sometimes it's possible in the Rabbon. Sometimes it's possible in the Rabbon. According to Rabbi Elazar, so sometimes it's possible with the Raise, sometimes it's possible with the Rabbono. In other words, when is it possible with the Raise if there will not be a Gemisire? If there will not be a Gemisire? And when is it possible with the Rabbono if there are a Gemisire? The Braise and the Mishneh can go according to everyone. And true, the Braise only mentions Mules and the lesser Bidushin. So that doesn't mean that the whole thing should be lesser Bidushin. As long as there is some element, let's say, as long as according to one parent, it's lesser Bidushin, so the melee, it can be listed as a peculiarity of Getin Shtashichu, and it's less of a Gushin. According to whom, is it less of a Gushin? I'll leave it to Rabbi Elazar. It's less of a Gushin. But I'll leave it to Rabbi Elazar. So there must be a Yisirah. So if there is a Yisirah, so then it's possible only with Rabbonon, and by Gushin that still doesn't apply. So too, the Braise tells us that I'll leave it in the Rabbi Elazar. But I'll leave it in the Rabbi Elazar. So there must be a Yisirah. So if there is a Yisirah, so then it's possible only with Rabbonon, and by Gushin that still doesn't apply. So too, the Braise tells us that the Noshi Rabbonim are analogous according to Rabbi Meir too. And according to Rav Meir, I see the Medushin. But as long as it goes according to everyone, according to Rav Lezer too, and according to Rav Lezer, I stress the Medushin. So Mele, it can be listed as a peculiarity of Getter Shashicho. Getter Shashicho. Masha'inkin, if we or the Gemara were to give the Teret, that when the Mishnah says, Kolashtore Shilu Bachoyim Bachovim, that Shtamatone, signed by Akoyet, is kosher. So it's a reference to a case where there is Mishire and Rav Lezer. So then the whole Mishnah would go only according to Rav Lezer, and not according to Rav Meir. And that we see that it's not so. Why? Because Rav Zeira says, you're at Rav Shimon, you're at Rav Lezer. So Rav Shimon is the only one who goes exclusively according to Rav Lezer. The implication being Tanekame doesn't have to go only according to Rav Lezer. He can go according to Rav Meir also. But according to that Teret, the Gemara had given that Teret, so then Tanekame also would go exclusively according to Rav Lezer. And that's mashma for Rav Zeira, not? So too, according to the Havamina of the Gemara, it was like that. But that Havamina fell off in the Bastone. Now, we can even be gayer at the part that the Marshal strikes out. Let's see that. Cold Doma, Sonia Hutu bin Russian, Cold Sorcian bin Russian shall be Ashtara Domanigma, the Hanan Namish Tamatron, Voabi Namid Motuishnui with the Missiri Israel. Dino Mato is not. Elo, she knew you treated who the Shamil of you, Hoche, the Fahim and Alomi, Tony Tay Sarah Shimet, Vitral and Ishnuye, Shemis Mivoki, Mikiminam. Let's say if we accept the Marshal, that has to be spoken out. So, G, Rashi ends here. So, in other words, when Rashi says she knew you treated, he doesn't mean the maskon of the Gemara. How would Rashi say a thing like that? It's the maskon of the Gemara. But Rashi means Shinu Yetzrike, the Havamin of the Gemara was Shinu Yetzrike. Because according to the Havamin of the Gemara, so Pshuah the Rabbanu Kotone, Pshuah the Raifu Kotone. So the Braise and the Mishneh had to go exclusively according to Rabbeinu. Not according to Rabbeinu, couldn't go according to Rabbeinu, but according to Rabbeinu, would be possible to write, and the vice only mentions to the rabbi. So that is the Shinui Yitzchik. So that's all right to say, since the Maskone doesn't remain. But the Maskone of the Gemara is not the Shinui Yitzchik. However, the Gemara gave the Teret here that Shtamatone, that is kosher, has referenced the case of the Mishire. Then this Teret also would be a Shinui Yitzchik. And the Gemara doesn't like to give Shinui Yitzchik. They only have them and have them, they'll find the Gemara in the Shinui Yitzchik. But not Maskone. Now, if we leave the Rashi intact, we don't strike it out. So it's also all right. So there's a hemshire between the two Rashi. In other words, if we leave the Rashi intact, so Rashi himself is the Kashi. So how can we say the decision is tricky? But according to Maskon of the Gemara too, the Mishneh goes, the Braise, the Mishneh goes. Of course, the Braise goes according to Rav Lezer, and Mimele says the Braise is based upon the Mishneh, so the Mishneh also goes according to Rav Lezer. So the Rashi says, Ha, Mimele Tanekam de Braise, Tino Chifrimiyot, Upachim Alo, Vyike Lishmo, Vyike Mechuga, Vyike Litrutze Alo Vihoch, Alo Vihoch. So Mimele, so Rashi doesn't mean to make a distinction between the Braise and the Mishneh. That couldn't be, because if Rashi had to make a distinction between the Braise and the Mishneh and say the Braise goes to contra Rav Lezer and the Mishneh doesn't go to contra Rav Lezer, so then what would be the kasha of the Gemara when it's on the Sefer Rav Shimon Eimer Apilu Sheret? Rav Shimon says that in the Mishneh, whereas the Gemara says Psuah the Rabbonon, Kotone, Psuah the Raisa Kotone, and without the Braise. So we just see from the Gemara's kasha that Monashah, if the Braise doesn't, if the Mishneh Tanekame doesn't go according to Rav Lezer, so and the Braise is like a corollary to the Mishneh, so the Braise couldn't go according to Rav Lezer either. So really it couldn't, the Pshat and Rashi couldn't be. Hanen Mile, with Tanekame the Braise noch von Yone, from the Kishmot, from the Chubel, from the Kishmot, from the so that goes according to Rav Lezer. But the Mishneh doesn't go to Rav Lezer. We see that the Gemara itself equates the Braise and the Mishneh, because the Braise is based upon the Mishneh. Die zweite Mitte. Was rasche Mitte? Haben wir noch eine Kammer der Preise? Die noch ist von Millionen und Pachinen, wie viel ich mache, wie ich mache. So die question is, why doesn't he mention Lishmon and Chubea? So the Teret is, Miusadi, Sadigushin, Loikotone. So only Miusadi, Sadigushin. So as long as in a certain sense, as according to Oman Doma, as according to Oman Doma, it's Sadigushin, only with the Rablazer, it's Sadigushin. So Mele, the Tan in the Price, can already list it as peculiarity of Gitnin Shtashichot. Even though according to the to Reb Meir, it would apply to Gush Nolz. So in other words, so the Teret records with Odoche, and the effect of the Teret is not that the price goes exclusively according to Reb Leza. It's only that the price goes like Reb Leza also. It goes according to Reb Leza also. Maybe I'll leave it in Reb Leza, there is something peculiar to get the Shtashim. But I can't imagine. We know it from you. He told me more, so we between the Lake Rablaza. Between the Lake Rablaza. What do you mean with Rablaza? We don't apply it exclusively like Rablaza. The Rabshiman is not like Rablaza. But it seems Rabdeira says that Rabshiman is exclusively like Rablaza. So Talekamu is really, in other words, that should go only according to Rablaza. But Talekamu goes according to everybody. Of course, if we strike out, as Marshall says, so then it's much simpler. But even if we don't strike out, we still can explain Rashi. All right. But anyway, what is Rashi Shitti? Rashi Shitti is that the Shtamaton is signed by Ahoy, the Nimsal, the Nimsal, Israel, is changed. What is Tesis Shitti? Tesis Shitti is no. It's possible to be in Israel. Now, the more I said that, for Chesin is involved in Sanhedrin. Und da hier mal tante da lacht immer mit drei Gisse, drei im Seine, nimmt das nicht in Syrien ist drei. So ist Porto. Na, was immer das jetzt nicht, wo der die lacht immer war drei, und lacht immer war goi. Was immer das jetzt nicht? So ist nicht Porto. So Teise says, that's why we more often give that term. But from Rashi it means, not it means, from Rashi it's in Furet. That if the term is a genuine trick, but to apply it exclusively according to Rabbeta. But according to Rabbeta it is like that. That is kosher. Well, how is that to be distinguished from Ahima Tante by the similar three Gise? So the answer is, as we said last time, because the Chachomim make it Chachomim. By Shtore Raye. So Achoyet is good. Achoyet is good. And of course, by moment the Chachomim can make it Chachomim. So in Mele, Rashi Shiti is, it's not only Chachomim or Mitzaki, we should believe them. Taisa Shiti is that what Chachomim was only, we should believe that. That's all. We should believe that. But what kind of a bureau is it? It's a Chochel Zodik. It's not a bureau of Shtah. But Rashi Shiti is that what Chachomim is, that it should have a Chalais Din Shtarai. We see that there are many Rishenim all right there. Because many Rishenim say that now that, of course, we couldn't prove it from the Rishenim who hold that even Ksav Yodeh, you can say Ishtar of Yodeh, my boy. But the writer holds that Ksav Yodeh, Ishtar of Ksav Yodeh, we do not say Ishtar of Yodeh, my boy. So, in other words, the writer Shitti is Ishtar of Yodeh, my boy, is not a Yehoche study, based upon him. But Ishtar of Yodeh, my boy, is the writer of Ishtar. That's the writer Shitti. Because the writer Shitti has been that Ishtar of Yodeh, my boy, is a Yehoche study, based upon millions of people, like Gemara and Sule. Exactly, when the question arises is whether a certain woman with Nishas Kishim Tzuo or Nishas Kishim Almono, so Rabbi Yechai Ben Nuri says, if we find out that Chloe's Negedim was attributed to children, so merely the idea that she was Nishas Kishim Tzuo. And from this develops the minute that they throw Chemnir over the hot. I mean, this is the hour. But of course, in this manach more it was done in a nicer way, more in accordance with the heresy than it's done today. So, but this is the cause of the meaning. So that was the meaning in manach more that when a ktula was missing, a ktula was missing, even though I was once in a shul and there was a new fruit of a chosin who was marrying a widow, and there's also ktula and intending. So that practice has no basis. But so this Manag More, so the practice was that what he says, so candy was distributed to children. So Rabbi Yechon and Yuri says, the question of why it was he so or someone, and if we find out that candy was distributed, so we can act on that right. So what kind of right is that? In other words, that's based upon Minet, the Minet of people. So in other words, Minet is also revealed. The fact that something in accordance with the Minet was done, that we tell with you. So maybe Tobi on my boy is that kind of a Yechoches Dodi. The practice among people is that when a Leve pays the debt, he says to the Malve, I'm not going to pay you unless you surrender the Shabbat. Maybe Tobi on my boy is that kind of a Yechoches Dodi. The practice among people is that when a Leve pays the debt, he says to the Malve, I'm not going to pay you unless you surrender the Shabbat. And people will comply with their customs. So Manele, if the Malve is able to produce the Shtar, since the Raya wasn't paid, because if it was paid, how come that the Minegi was not complied with, that the Shtar was not surrendered? So that's basis. So that we could say in regard to basis in Borobasa, that by Shtar, Shtar, Yod, David has no way in the old historian, by the way. But the Raya city is like the Reed, that by Shtar, Shtar, Yod, David, don't take the audience, my boy. So we see that the Raya, that we discussed in Borobasa. So we see that the Raya city is a Tobia boy, is not a Yechoches Dodi, but it's the Raya of Shtar. The Shtar actually testifies in Mivaria that if the mouth holds the Shtar, so the Shtar is Mivaria, that wasn't paid. That wasn't paid. So that's why, by Shtar of Tavio, the Raya city is that we don't take Tobia, my boy, the Levi is never to take a Raya. But here, he says, that the Star of Achoyes, the Levi is not the one to take a Raya. So if Achoyes has been, so we can deduce from the Raya, that Achoyes is not just the Yechoches Dodi. That Achoyes Chachomim was, that Achoyes Star not the Achoyes should have a Chalizi in Star Raya. Because if it's Achoyes Chachomim was, the Sefer says, that we should do the Achoyes, that's all. Because we're not an Avshai. But that it should be considered as the Yechoches Dodi. So then, it's not Ishtar, so it should be like Ishtar of Shav Yodei. Yodei. So just the Raya says by Ishtar of Shav Yodei, don't say Ishtar of Yodei, my boy. So by Ishtar of Achoyes, you shouldn't say Ishtar of Yodei, my boy, either. But the Raya says, by Ishtar of Shav Yodei, we don't say Ishtar of Yodei, my boy, but by Ishtar of Achoyes, we don't say Ishtar of Yodei. Why? Because Achoyes, that Achoyes Chachon Mor, that it has the Chalais in Ishtar Raya. If it has the Chalais in Ishtar Raya, so by Ishtar Raya, we say Ishtar of Yodei. Everything was done to that degree. Whatever has to be done up within, according to the nature of the star, so that was done. That's of course, by Samatone we don't say, Mistome, the star was Nisam, Miramitri, and Kabir. Because there is no such requirement by Samatone that it has to be Nisam, Miramitri, and Kabir. But by this, where there is a being who is on Kabir, it's possible, so maybe if an Isha produces, a guest with their semen, so he said, Mistome, the Hachnate, and Mistome, it was Nimsa, the Rabal, the Rawiche. And according to the Tate, that we must have any fear, and that there is, without their semen, without any fear, it's no good, even though it has their semen. And then, even according to the Meir, the Tate, that it must have any fear, because in Dorsha, the Alba Pochen, Mishnai, so the question of why that. How can an Isha get married if she produces a guest with her Yechzime, but she didn't see her don't appear in Bezden? So Tate says, Rav Dalet, Mishtome Be'achanat. So the fact that she produces Ishtar Raya, so proves that everything was not Kedash HaGedin. And if a guest has to be Nisa of his name, Nisire. So the guest testifies that it was Nisa of the Nisire. Whatever has to be done, so the Ishtar testifies that it was done. That's the Aloche. Of Shtarai. In other words, of Mishtome Be'achshanah. So Memele, since there is a Kodesh Chachon, that he has the Chalais in Shtarai, so he says Mishtome Be'achshanah. So Memele, we don't have to be gay there. So Memele, we don't have to be gay there. Maybe there will not be, maybe there will not be here. Because if the best is the get is produced in Bezdin, and Bezdin sees that the get is Shamaton. If the Shamaton is produced in Bezdin, and Bezdin sees that there are Achoye Sai, so then we can presume, Bezdin can presume, he stole the Hashanate, and since it must have been Mitzire, it was me that was Mitzire. So there is no Dakor. Yes.
Why
did they
say that it's not because
it's the same as
Talmud?
What did they say?
Why did they say
that it's not because it's the same as Talmud? You are arguing in the circle now. If it's in the circle, so then it wouldn't be Mizuyah Kutayah. So the question was, the question was that you should ever have a Yiddish Tarai or not? You see, if the Kodesh Chachomim was just a state of that we should believe them, what is not Mizuyah Kutayah, just a Yiddish Tarai. So then it is Mizuyah Kutayah. Then we can begin to do it from Mizuyah Kutayah. But if the Kodesh Chachomim was a Yiddish Tarai, so then there is no way to do it from Mizuyah Kutayah. Then we have to say, Mizuyah Kutayah, everything is Kidah Kutayah, you don't have to do it for anything. When it's Nimsat the Mitzvah, and maybe the Mekabu will take to produce it in another bed, and the Mitzvah will not appear there. And the other bed, not knowing that the Yechzim Absurim will act on the basis of the Yechzim Eh. And will make him on even though it isn't going to be a deen, it will. And it will recover the land that really belongs to the Mekabu, but in last escape. But by Shtar Rayin, so that's Takonek. I mean that it's good as a right.
So why did you say, why did you bring the idea of the Zimbabwe to say, according to the sources, they were not misdoctrinated, they did our code that they should become.
No, but they did the Yiddish, that first Chachomim was not that it says the Chalaji Starayah.
Yes, I mean,
they did the Yiddish, just that it is the Chachomim.
No,
Chachomim says,
come on. Why did you bring the idea of the Zimbabwe? Just this was the background of the Chachomim.
No! So the Takonis Chachomim too, the Takonis Chachomim was only by Shtore Raya. But not by Shtore Matone, but by Shtore Matone, in the case where the Shtore Matone had been in Yisire. So then it should be valid on the basis of the Yisire. Why isn't it valid on the basis of the Yisire? It's because of the Yisire.
But the
Yisire
make a Shtore Raya, can
they? What?
Can
the Yisire make a Shtore Raya? No.
Okay, therefore...
The fact that it's the Shtore Raya so proves that they were in Israel, and we saw the action
of it. Yeah, we said, why is it not Shtarai because it's Zvik Mitoko?
No, it's not Shtarai, and not because it's Zvik Mitoko. It's not Shtarai because the boy is postulated. So, the apostle is even by Shtarai also. So, by Shtarai, the Chachom Momitake, if you, it's not Shtarai, call it whatever you want. But it's a Yechoche, like Midian. And it's good. It's good as a Yechoche is on it. But by Shtar Matone, so the king has to take effect to the Shtar. And since it's not the Shtar, it's a Chasbe Baomer, so maybe the king cannot take effect. What is that?
Therefore we say it's not the Shtar Be'ashanasi, because it wasn't the Shtar.
It's not the Shtar Ayah. It's not the Shtar Ayah. The Shtar Kiyan, it isn't because the Goy is postulated. The Shtar Kiyan, it isn't because the Goy is postulated. And the Shtaraya isn't because it's the Chachom Sakona also for the same reason they go is postulated. And the Chachom Sakona, according to Tesis, was only that it should be effective in the Chachom Sakona. Not the Zira Tesis. Rashi Shita is that the Kodesh Chachom was that the Chachom judges are effective with Rabbono with Zira Tesis. It goes postulated, but here there's the Kodesh Chachom by moment. That they are that they are because the star, the whole deal of star is based upon it.
I mean, so why do we have to deduce that David is the Zohar versus the Zohar?
What?
Why does this deduce that David
is the Zohar? If not for the deal of the Zohar, the Zohar is so then, since the Ayin is here, so it would be kosher the Shabbat on it. The Ayin is here. Well, that would be a mistake.
The Zohar will become the Ayin is here for the Shabbat.
What is it?
We're
cautious
that they
may
become the
intimate
seer for a star.
That's the Rosh Mirachis, Mashal is different. The Mashal is made like that, all right. David certainly doesn't agree with this explanation. Why? Because You see how things are explained in the Dalit. Things are certainly doesn't explain. You see that the Mashal strikes it out in Rashi 2. He strikes it out in Rashi 2. We'll soon see what Rashi Shitti is, whether we have to strike it out or not. But certainly, Taisa certainly does not agree with that shot. Alright, now. Alright, that's Rashi Shitti. Now let's go to Taisa. Hatha Dalmo, clearly put it down the Motto Vishnu Yibi in the Sira Rabbetri, El Vishnu Yisuki, the Holy Yu, Pachin Alom, the Taisa Rashi Mishra Rabbetri, Mephal Tereche Lav Rabbetri. And Taisa doesn't mention any other version of Rashi. So that tends to indicate that the Mashal is right. The Mashal is right. I mean that this has to be speaking out. Alright. Because the other rabbi, he was the Messiah of the Rebbe, and Misha was the Masone. The Mishan is the Kutan and Mishra, the Bush, the Mishra, the Mishra, the Chameya, and the Mishra, 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 the How the state is explaining the Dilma Shul Nismachalai. It's Abdallah. Dilma Shul Nismachalai in the same case, in respect to the same staff. Not Dilma Shul Nismachalai in another case, but in respect to the same case. This, let's say, the Ishe will produce the Ger in another bed. That the same Ishe will go to another bed and produce the Ger without producing the Nisir. And the other bezin will not know Kreima finally, Goima finally. So Mele, the other bezin will think Kreima finally. And it will tell them it will give a psak din to the, it will give a psak din to the Ishe, she can get married. Of course, the Ishe, when she gets married, she will be a Grushe that is getting married. Because the fact is, Darin is there. But the other bezin did not hear the testimony by the Ishe. So we text that and it says, and it supposedly valid. Raya which Bemes was not a valid Raya. And that's it according. This is how Tatus explains
this. This is a valid Raya over here.
Why is that?
This is Rabban Mishakim, this is a Raya. Why is this a valid Raya?
No, the Chachomim came in Mishakim by Momen, not by Get.
Yeah,
well, then according to Tatus, so even by Mamomen, it's valid only because the Chokhmah is Dodi, not with Teirat Shtaraye. So Menele, we cannot say anything about Akshana Ase. So when the other Bezin will act on the basis of the female of the judges, so it's already been. Because how do we know that there are any Teirat? If he's really Matai, so then we say anything about Akshana Ase. But if going Matai, two are not liars. So we know everything that they said is true. But whether they were really Messiah or not, they didn't say. The Shtarachoyis itself doesn't say a word as to the question, as to whether they were really Messiah or not. But if it's Shtarayim, so then it's Aloche, it's from the Ashtanat. How can a Nishi get married? How do we know that it was Nishi get married? The Get doesn't say whether it was Nishi get married or not. When the Get was signed, so that was before the Messiah. So that's the law of Mishra Be'achshanate. But if it does not have a Chalim Mishra'ayin, so then we cannot say Mishra Be'achshanate. So true, the Goyim don't lie, the judges don't lie, so we only know everything that they say explicitly is true. But it's whether the war in Mishra or not, then they don't say. The judges themselves might not know it. That is determined later, after the signing. Alright, so in the Hebrew, I'm going to be here, 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 I'm going to be here. Now, that again, Tatus reiterates what Tatus said, that says on the base, the first Tatus. In other words, that even by the Rai, by the Rai, the Rai is not sharing, so it's only sharing the Rabbon. But in the Rai, it's not. From Tatus 3, the Nao Gemor is Mashma, that Pastore Mecher, Achoyes, is Koshi Cheri, Pastore Mecher, is executed by Achoyes, is Koshi Midrai. That's how it's Mashma from the Tatus 3 verse. Because the Yivu is Adar Lishakta. So the whole purpose of Eidet is only to ascertain the fact. So it's true, Ego is Koshi Midrai. It's all right, it's Koshi Midrai. But we know it's true anyway, it's another therapy. So it's like Nige. So in other words, so it's a biur midaraisa. Not a tirasim. And this is the pshat we mentioned regarding the Sifra Chochma. That goy sosh. That he's goy, not a goy, so he's kosher later. He doesn't mean tirasim. That's absurd. The goy is kosher later. He means if we know that he's an honest goy, he doesn't lie. So it's effective mitad yichochem zori, mitad biruri. So that's basis rigid. And the Sifra Chochma is rigid. But Teisa Shitti is not like that. Teisa Shitti is, there's a posuf, al pishnai made in Yochum Dovo, al pishnai made in Yochum Dovo, we must have it, that the Aroche in Pi al Bez, Bez Din cannot act, and accept on the basis of a testimony by him. But that's going, so that even if we know it's true, it's not good. Just like Misha Ba'ar, we certainly know it's true. But it's a posuf, we must have it. So then, we can ask, so how is he effective? So I mentioned that the Ramban in Ksuvah, the Ramban, the Rajbo, the Ritvo in Ksuvah, they all say that Yige is effective by money, Yige is effective by money on the basis of Tanya Baldov. So in Ramban, Yige is not effective where they will not be. When do we say that Yige is effective? Let's say there is a time, of course, in every case when there is a immediate, so is the Tanya Baldomo. So by moment there are two concepts. There is the concept of Hakodesh Eidet, and there is the concept of the moments of Tanya Baldomo. Let's say Mono Lubiotko. Mono Lubiotko. Let's say in the Arabian that he bowed. The Arabian he bowed. But the other one says, Eidet Eidet Pratichu. So then we pass him that he's not willing to pay. Why is he not willing to pay? Where do we have Eidet? That he didn't pay, the mitzvah says any idea. There is no idea by the mitzvah, it says any idea. That the veya says boi paratan. So the halacha is that in such a case where it's boi mishemo, and there is a chesgas chiyuv, so then the veya is nemun alistai. According to Roman, the Omar who says boi mishemo boi odi, so even the case of one of the yotchov aloyim are any idea, any idea in vissami, so he's also nemun. We don't pass from like Ravune, we pass from like Avnachmo. The Gorim Shemo loves Goron. But according to Ravune, so Ruvin says to Shimon, he'll be Sami, and Shimon says, any idea? So Ruvin can collect on the basis of what? On the basis of what? But there is no Eide, and there is no Idoye on the basis of the timing of the Tevea. Of course, it doesn't mean that Eide, you see, so whatever Eide say, they are Nemo.
In the Gaon.
Now, today, in the moments of time about the law, so there are so many things which tell us on which time about the law is Nemon. Sometimes the Tevea is Nemon, sometimes the Nitzvah is Nemon. So that's the law. If the Nitzvah presents the time, and he has the Nitzvah is time, so he's Nemon. If the Tevea presents the time, the Nitzvah is time, so then it's not like you're saying anymore there. We say Nitzvah, or we don't say Nitzvah. So, meaning effective, according to this basis, is effective only on the basis of the moment of time of Baldovo. But in Akhnamen, where there is no time of Baldovo, so then it cannot be made simon, cannot render it back on the basis of Chorazel. It must be on the basis of Akhore Seydes, or on the basis of time of Baldovo. So, Lema Choy is truly known, they don't lie. So, they don't lie. But it's just a cause of this time of Baldovo. So, it's right, it's not kosher. But why is it kosher? זה כן זה. ותיק נכון להאמינו, אלו בשטורים מילו ואומר השם לראה, ונעת על פי ידי סוף שום קניין, אבו שטר מתונן, כמו שאו נתנת במילראה, אלו עם קניין של המשלם בשעת מסירה. ואפילו אם אין השטר מתונן שחוסמו בישראל, כמו שאו נתנת במסירה, היינו משום שידוע על די יחסים שאין שירים מן הטבע, שבו השטר מרעניק לרם קבו, וכן כושר בידו הסניסן, שהוא כקוף לידי, אבו בשטר של חיסים די ליחובים, שאין בלויד מסיר אלוהי דחסימה, שקשירים לאויד, לא ידע לבדים, וחושב שטר להיכנס על יודי, לא יהב אל אחת, Now why is status so marish? It's a little strange. Status is so marish. All Tesis said that just as by get, so there is a ksul of mizuyah from Teche, so by Shtar Matone, there is all Tesis of mizuyah. That's all! And that's the Gemara Mefereshes in Sanhedrin, in Bor Basre, Hayim Atantet Alech Sinu Etregise, and Nims of the Messiah Yisroel, so it's possible, so you can say, now what difference does it make, whether the Psul consists of Krevi, or the psuta consists of goyim. So too, achoyis l'mara nafshayo. So that's only a itachone. So it's a thing of fact. But here, when it has to be, when the kiyas takes place for the shtar, so there is a ksuof b'zei mitere. What is the, why do we say this marich so much? So, and then they said, goes in to explain it. He said, v'lutik b'chachom l'amino me'o b'shtorim milch, u'mecha shil rai, v'inat al p'zitzom shil kiyas, avol shtam aton, e'in kosher ikna zuin rai. Elim ki yeshirim k'seirim b'shat mesir. So, and then he said, v'afilu in name of, and of course, all that, Teisa says, to show that even though they are really Mesiris, so it's possible. So it's not that Teisa is trying to prove that these are no Mesiris possible. Of course, these are no Mesiris, so it's possible. That's the Gemara. Why does Teisa have to talk so much? Teisa is saying all that to demonstrate that even with a Mesiris possible. Because that's what the Gemara doesn't say here and there. Here the Gemara only says, Story has evolved. I mean, maybe it means, as Rashi said, that without the Mesire, but with the Mesire, it's kosher. So Teisa goes at length to prove that even with the Mesire, as the Maharam points out, the Major points out. So this is why Teisa elaborates so much. In other words, Teisa was bothered. Teisa was bothered. He was bothered by the wonders of Rashi. How did we explain Rashi? Why is Ishtam Atone Kosha with the Mitzire? Because since there is a Takonet Chachomet in Shtarai, so that Achoy, Akosher, so Mele, we don't have to be gay, Zabil Mo Salamis Mechalai. Because we can say Yishtome, Be'achanate, that's Rashi's one. So Teisa wants to dispose of this argument. In other words, so Teisa, what is Teisa Shite? Teisa Shite is that Takonet Chachomim was not that it is Yishtara, he says the Chalayim is Yishtarai. Takonet Chachomim was only we believe them. That's all. With the Raise we cannot believe them, even though they are honest. Because in order to believe they must be Eidim and they are not Eidim, so the Takonet Chachomim, true they are not Eidim, but we still believe them. That's the Roshna Teise. Okay, we will take the Chachomim la Amino. We believe them. Not that it is the Chalais Din. Shtarai. So then Teise said, Avo Shtam Atonein Kosholik Tezlim Edrai. Elohim Kenyin Shirim Shirim Bishat Misir. And they said that, then says, Vafilu in the ima, shishtam atone shechotum b'Yisroel. Kosh yom iktiz lo yisire. So why does they say Vafilu? In other words, they said that dalle, the two lishenis. One Roshni Teisa was, that shtam atone, that not only Gabi Get, if the Abu Dichtinu and Gaudi Yisire, so it's possible. Gabi Get is possible, even according to Rameya, according to Teisa Shinto. Because of the Dolish of Yael Pox Mishnai. But, one Roshni Teisa is that even Gabi Get, you will say, according to the blessing, and the thing without the Mesire is no good. Then, Teisa says,